So I did a 2-week vacation, well, 10-day vacation with my family this summer, or as my therapist calls it, a material gathering session. I made the mistake of letting my therapist listen to my last CD. So now she says things like, "Kelly, you're using your entertaining voice." "It's not your job to entertain." Look, I'm like, kind of technically it actually is, right? Maybe not her, but so my mom is on her 10th husband, her 10th alcoholic husband, which is pretty impressive, right? Like, I could see how you can find like the 8th or the 9th, but the 10th alcoholic husband, it takes a special dedication to the act of marriage, right? To belief in marriage. Like, because you're sitting around thinking, you know, my last 9 marriages to alcoholics. They didn't work that well. But this one's gonna work this time. I found the right alcoholic. So my mom's married to this guy who has this really bad temper. Surprise, an alcoholic with a bad temper. A not-in-recovery alcoholic with a bad temper. And so we were at the family reunions. All of us, like, I'm the youngest of 7, and then all my, they all had their people there. And then my cousins were there, and everyone had their kids and everything. And so he got really mad at my mom. My mom's 10th husband got really mad at her and yelled and started screaming and ran off and yelled, "I'll be back, I'll be back!" You know, like some kind of bad, I don't know, bad movie, right? As I looked around at my siblings, this guy is kind of known for carrying guns. Like, he has, like, you know, like an arsenal in his house. And a trigger warning for talking about things with triggers. And, so I'm kind of freaking out, right? Also, P.S., I'm sharing a room with my mom. And so I'm like, and everyone's okay. He said he's going to come back. Remember, like, in The Lion King? What's the little, there's the warthog, and then there's that little weasel thing. This is going somewhere, if you can just help me out. You guys remember The Lion King, right? That wasn't too early. Dapper Dan was riding on it, yeah. What was that? It was a meerkat. Oh, thank you. Thank you for the, okay. So it was a meerkat and a warthog thing. And the meerkat, like, they both almost got eaten by the lion, and then the lion just starts kissing everybody. And then the meerkat thing is like, "Wait, he just ate us and we're all friends? Is everyone okay with that?" That is my role in my family. So I'm like, "Well, wait, he has a gun and blah, blah, blah." And my brother's like, "Well, what do you mean he has a gun? I have a gun too." He pulls out his gun. Then my other brother says, "Well, yeah, I have a gun too." And then my cousins are like, "Well, we have our guns too." So I'm texting my roommate, "Guess how many guns are at this family reunion?" 12. And I don't really know if 12 guns are, like, it's not like we were starting our own militia. It's not like we were even going hunting. This was for a lakeside vacation. Adding to the fun is the fact that my whole family likes to drink, and we like to do activities that all other families like to do, but you just have to insert the adjective drunken in front of them. You know, like drunken kayaking, and drunken swimming, and drunken water skiing, and drunken skeet shooting, apparently. Because I'm the youngest, in Michigan they have the 10-cent deposit. It's not 5, it's 10. So you really have to keep the cans, right? Especially if you're drinking as much as they were drinking. So as the youngest, I get the job of taking all the cans back. And it's like, you can imagine, it was like 30 people drinking like that or 40 people drinking like that for an entire week. I was like dwarfed by huge, huge bags of PBR cans, of course. So as I'm standing at the gas station in the middle of nowhere, if you can just imagine me completely surrounded by beer cans, me, who, P.S., does not drink, just putting, you have to put them in one at a time. This guy in a pickup truck rolls down the window and he yells out, "White trash!" like, congratulations, you have assessed this situation accurately.